Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic Live, and welcome everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed last July at the guide dog school. Trainer was arrested, but got off very easy. And we dedicate every show we do now to Milton. And we're planning a day for Milton that we're working on. Keep you posted on that. We have a tentative date, 19 May. But we'll keep you posted and let you know what arrangements are being made. All right, Inner Sight. And in that connection, Thursday night, local, the repeat of last week's show, which a lot of people saw, The Murder of a Guide Dog, 9:30 Thursday night, Channel 20. So check it out if you're local. We're making plans to get it played on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, which will enable people to click it right on their phone. That comes on 11 o'clock at night. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1995. I'm not sure if it's 97 or 95. I got to check it. It's been a long time since we've done a new show on there, but I'll check the channel on that. But that is Manhattan Neighborhood Network Inner Sight. You can look that up. We're on every week, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. All right, Inner Sight, Open Mic, the program where you can pick out your own subject. And you know, schools are here all the time. And I've had one recently in my life. I want to relate. My daughter has had some trouble in her life. I'm not going to go into too many details. And she went to a doctor, and this doctor gave her drugs that really made her worse, made her feel horrible, and caused her to be somewhat violent and outburst, you know. Luckily, she was with a guy who understood and who cared about her and helped her through it. She went back to the doctor. And this stupid doctor wanted to give her two more drugs on top of what she was taking. You know, some of these damn doctors ought to be arrested, I tell you. They know that this stuff can make people feel suicidal and all that. They know it. Had one woman on my show a while back whose sister went through something similar and did commit suicide because of the drugs. So thank God my daughter got through it. She seems to be much better. Spoke to her tonight, and she wants me to come and visit her in Texas. So I might just take off sometime this spring and go. All right, Inner Sight. And to top off the miracle, I've been hearing my dove friend lately. I have a friend who's a dove. Beautiful, beautiful sound of the dove, you know, that I love. And a dove is a very special bird. That was the bird that Noah released from the ark to find out the waters, the flood waters have receded. You know, the dove came back with an olive leaf in his mouth. Very, very intelligent, angelic-type bird, the dove. So I heard the dove today, and I got some good news about my daughter Mary, and needless to say, I'm very happy to hear that that it turned out good. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, open mic, and Joe was talking about, I guess it was yesterday, no, today, was the State of the Union today? I don't listen to these things. But I did hear on the news that he was talking about regulating a lot of the social media, you know. Now, how come they don't regulate these damn guide dog schools? They're not licensed, you know. They do whatever they want. There's no regulation, you know. They regulate and investigate everybody except the schools that we have to deal with. And, you know, if they want to save the government money, get rid of these nursing homes. We don't need them. Make it so a person can have what they need in their own home.
Yeah,
somebody said to me the other day, oh, this person needed a nursing home. There's no way they could have, you know, nobody could help her. Well, my response was, did they have a choice? Did they try to help her in her own home with all the help she needed?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no.
Exactly.
So how the hell do they know? They're not even trying it.
That's their assumption. Seriously.
Yeah. Damn right it is. It's horrible. Nursing homes waste money. They waste lives. They abuse people. They give you crap food. The list goes on.
They said to me,
you know,
that if I couldn't go back right away, that I wouldn't have you know, the nursing care that I usually get, which is 70 hours a week. Well, anyway, they told me that if I didn't, you know, pay attention to what the doctors were saying and stuff like that, that I could always, it was like a little bit of a threat, and I didn't like it. You know, I told somebody else about that.
Wait a minute,
yeah,
if you didn't pay attention, you didn't finish your sentence. If you didn't pay attention.
Yeah, if I didn't pay attention what the doctors were saying, and I was like, not, I guess, I can't think of the word that I'm trying to use, but anyway, if I wasn't paying attention to my health, that would be against me in their own view, you know, or what else would be.
Yeah, but the doctors are not making you healthier.
No.
You know? The
making
doctors
more addicted to medicine.
are not giving you what you need to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving
mm-hmm.
you stuff you don't want. How can that make you healthy?
It doesn't. Yep.
You know, that's what I would say to them.
Yeah.
You know, the reality is that these doctors are not giving you what's making you healthy. If that were, if they were, you wouldn't be in the damn hospital all the time.
That's the truth. It is.
So, you know, these people are not making any sense. They're just going along with something that they believe is right, and it's not always right.
That's right. Thank you. Hold on one second. I'll be right back.
It's not always right. Most of the time, it's damn ass wrong.
Put in the garbage by
accident. Okay.
Excuse the noise, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne's in her hospital bed. You gotta mute yourself when they come into the room.
Yeah. Well, I tried to do it before they you know, they were all on phone, so I especially need to thank you. Need to wear a mask.
You can't have all that interference on the
no.
on the show. It's not good.
That's what I'm doing.
Anyway, open mic. Around the world, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond is the Akita lady, and we thank her for all her help. And Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So we urge you to check it out and check out the website. And the great, great, loyal Akita.
Yeah.
I'm starting to call it an all-purpose dog.
Yeah.
All-purpose. You get the right one.
That's right.
You know, for what you need it for.
They're so mild-mannered. I was surprised when I first saw them. They were big.
Well, they're not all mild-mannered.
That's true.
You got to get the right one.
You got to get the right one. Yeah.
Inner Sight and the Big East Akita Rescue. Brought to you by Third Eye Insight, where you can learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape. Devin Fernandez is the instructor. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Give him a call. All right, Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by Kennedy Realties, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, one of our contributors. And I want to thank the Ice Lip Cleaners, another contributor. Suffolk Bus Corp, another one. Thank all our friends. We want to thank Gary for supplying service dogs and all dogs and cats with food. Nobody starves on Long Island. His group.
Yeah, he's very good.
631-484-3085. 484-3085. Nobody's on Long Island. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster of Antio Quindo. Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. All the children that have lost their lives because of evildoers, we salute them and honor them. We urge you, go an extra mile for a child, the Inner Sight saying. All right, let's see. What else we got? Open mic, 213-816-1650. You can call in and talk about anything you want on the show tonight, and we have any callers?
Yeah, and we also have to do Able News. I don't know what you want, what order you want it.
Well, hold that for now, but we have a caller?
Yeah, who's interested, and it's Anthony. But now we have other callers on the line, but they haven't, you know, put themselves in queue yet.
All right, let's take a phone. Anybody who wants to talk, push one.
Yes. Okay,
we'll
here comes
you.
Yep.
Inner Sight. Hello.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Hello, Frank. It
Who's
has
that?
Come to my... This is Anthony.
Are you trying to be
to my...
British?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Yes, I am. It has
All
come
right.
to my attention
I
that
thought
they
for
have
a minute it was. I thought for a minute it was Harry or William.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of Harry, so I wasn't able to, but I got a hold of William, but he was too shy to come on the air because he was busy, you know, carrying out the Queen Mom's, you know, ideals and her wishes and her desires and everything that she did during her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But,
the royal policies.
Exactly. You know, her whole plan, you know, she laid out. He was supposed to carry it out, you know.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be her guardian, you know, her good shepherd, her good sheep, and all that, you know, her Moses and, her, you know, part of her ark. But but I came out here tonight because I wanted to mention to you guys something. There's a company that I came across called churchsuppliers.com, and I like them because they have these ID card keychains that you can wear around your neck that you can order. Now, I wouldn't suggest you order it on the phone because they charge you a fee to do it over the phone, but if you do it over the Internet and you only order one, you get two in a pack, and it's good if you need it, you know, to carry on, accessorize with you. There's also places that you can get ID card wallets and all that you can put money in or, you know, beanie bags if you like that, but these I really like because, you know, they're kind of rare and hard to find and otherwise expensive if you buy them any other place or, like, if you buy them from a company supplier. They say fire department on them. Etsy.com also has red ones if you like that, but I don't have access to PayPal, so I wasn't able to order through them. But what else is going on tonight, guys?
What
do
they say? Fire department?
Yes, it says fire department. It's just a, like a logo to get your attention. It's the, Etsy has the one that's bright red, and the churchsuppliers.com has the one that's black. You know, and it's cheaper than buying.
I guess that's all right if you like that kind of thing. I'm not really into that.
Yeah, that kind of
stuff,
yeah,
but there's probably other kinds that you can find out there. I have a I love New York, you know, keychain the same way, but it's not for ID, it's for your keys. I didn't use it yet, but I'm going to have it when I move. I have another one that I forgot. It's a Jamaican flag one, believe it or not, that I have in a cup on top of the shelf in my kitchen that I use for the lobby door, you know, as an extra key in case of an emergency. Because when my mom was sick, I figured, you know, I'm not going to be able to get in and out because she's not going to be able to get to the door to, you know, buzz me in and out. So I went to the management office and explained to them, and I had to pay extra for the key, but I got it. You know, they put it on my rent.
Yeah.
But,
did you hear the speech? Was the speech today or was it tonight?
Biden's speech is at 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, 9 o'clock.
He's basically going to tout his accomplishments and try to, you know, poise himself to get reelected, and they're having a whole debate on whether, you know, him and Trump are going to go head-to-head again, which I think, you know, only a fool would allow Trump to run, you know, for their party after what he did and that whole insurrection and that, you know, breaking of the windows and the whole big episode he put on to try to avoid the election
put
results
on quite
from
a
being
show.
Certified.
That's
yeah,
sure.
And he had
I'd
hidden
like to get
documents.
Him on the Follies. Excuse me, Anthony.
Oh, can you imagine what that would be like?
Get the Donald on the Follies, you know.
I mean, you could say what you want about Biden, but he's done a lot for, you know, senior citizens and people on Social Security, on SSI, because he's made it easier to where they can get, you know, prescription drugs for cheaper, better quality, where, you know, Medicaid wouldn't have to pay as much. You know, they've given us more on SSI. I mean, it may not seem much like much, but it's more than we've ever gotten before with any other president, and he seems to be a lot more generous and a lot more caring and a lot more compassionate than, you know, Bush ever was. I mean, Trump ever was. Look what Trump wanted to do to our food stamps, cut the food stamps and then force us to get non-perishable food in a box delivered to our door, you know,
wonderful.
Like third world. Exactly. The worst of everything. I mean, we'd be drinking powdered milk instead of milk from cows and I don't know what else. I mean, maybe we'd have to have a farm in our backyard with a moving cow. I don't know, with Annabelle. I mean, who
well,
knows
that would
what
be
our
an improvement.
Yeah, I mean,
if
you can handle that and the mooing sound effect didn't bother you in the background early in the morning about 6 o'clock. But
yeah.
I don't know where you could have a farm in Islip, though. You know,
I don't think Trump is going to run again.
He says he is, and, you know, he's trying to raise money, and he even talked about running on his own party ticket that he wanted to create because, you know, he's a millionaire, but we don't really know his assets because he's lied about that and not disclosed everything on his taxes and said it's private and confidential and he doesn't have to, and then he said he would, but he never did, and then they said, oh, well, you don't have to do that to be president. What's that?
I said I think all politicians have a little mistruth or misleading.
Yeah, but his is obvious. His just pours out of his sweat glands. I mean, I've never seen somebody like that. I mean, you could just look at his face and tell, liar, liar, liar. You know, I wouldn't believe him if his tongue became notarized. I mean,
his tongue.
Well.
Yeah, he's such
I'd like
a,
to see
you know,
Joe do something about these nursing homes, you know.
Oh, yeah, he needs to get
you
rid
never,
of them.
You never know what he might
never
do.
Know.
You know, he increased the funding in, you know, home care deserts like Florida, which made it easier for people to get home care and them to perhaps hire home care workers, you know, more than they were. But, I mean, you know, it's
well, that's
better
good.
Than
now
it was,
get rid
I
of
guess.
The nursing home and let people be in their own home.
more than waiting 20 years for a home health aide, and then they said they would only give it to you faster if your family member died. I mean, here in New York, it seems like these home care agencies are holding the successful cases, and then all of the other ones that they've ever had problems with, you know, they, you know, you wait until they can get somebody because you've been through everybody, or they try to encourage you to go, you know, through CDPAP, which is probably the best for a lot of people because it, you know, is what makes them happy. It's the kind of care that they want and need, and then they're happy and satisfied, and they live quietly and peacefully like all the rest of us for the rest of their lives until
they
can't take care of it anymore and something changes.
Right. Yeah, we've got to get rid of all this red tape that bogs us down and all this.
I think that we've cut through a lot of it, you know, but people can't be discouraged. I mean, remember the lady from Helping Hands, you know, everything is possible with God, you know, don't be discouraged. You know, Walmart.com, beautiful book cover with, you know, dogs on it, bright blue cover. And, you know, it teaches you a very valuable lesson in life. And she's very calm and very poised and very patient. And she, you know, serves the community based on, you know, her kindness and compassion and love for, you know, people in the world. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Well, we need more of that.
I totally agree with that.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know. And I might as well throw it in there while I have you guys on the phone. Their website is www.helpinghandsnyc.com, I believe it is, and the number is 718-606-9115 if you need help.
Yeah, that's
Alex, actually. Yes, it is. Crespo, not Cremden. Don't forget. You know.
Yeah.
But, And don't get her confused with that other one that played Alice that hurt her back that couldn't continue working on the show anymore as Ralph's wife. Because Sheila McRae was great. Yeah, she was the original one.
Yeah.
You know, but they both
all right,
had, really good imitations of the voice. Okay, enough. You guys have to take care. Have a great night.
Thank you,
you
Anthony.
Too.
Okay,
thank
be well. Bye-bye. You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right. Open mic. 213-816-1650. Now, you still got the Able News hanging around?
Yeah, I do. Let me just go to the, here it is.
All right. Able News
on
Inner Sight.
This is frustrating sometimes. Okay, I have. And we got more callers who want to talk.
Yeah, let's run the Able News and we'll get to the phones.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. The government owes us everything that they owe everybody else. Now, in the case of the disabled, part of that means and should mean that the money that is there that's supposed to be helping us should be under our supervision. Now, that doesn't mean that you can just go out and gamble all the time or whatever and go on vacation. No. It has to be supervised. It has to be lawful. You know, and if anyone engages in any criminal activity, you're in trouble just like anybody else. But that's really the problem that we face. The money that's not being used in the right way. That's why you have a homeless situation. That's why you have people suffering in nursing homes. That's why people have trouble with their home health aides. The money's not there for the person to hire the aide themselves. They got some agency bugging them on it. So to Inner Sight, that's a very serious thing, and that's something that the politicians should address and fix immediately. All right, who we got on the line?
Our friend, Lorraine. She'd like to come in.
Oh, okay, Lorraine.
Here she comes.
From Queens. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you all doing?
Still
good,
here in
good.
The
hospital. Okay, I see. Okay. Well, there's been a happy ending to a saga that we in here in this house went through today. It was the missing of Mimi the cat. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we all, you know, we did not know where she went or anything because she had, there was like a big hole in the screen in my daughter's window. She, you know, raised it up, and I'm always telling them about the windows with the animals in the house. Be careful. So some kind of way, Mimi managed to get through the window, fall out the window. Luckily, I kept telling them, as you go throughout the neighborhood, keep calling her name, call her name loud, in case, you know, if she's in somebody's house. No, I told my daughter, you know, y'all got to keep checking the backyard. Check the backyard. So my daughter went in the backyard, right? So the other stray cat was, you know, by her side and everything. And she found Mimi up there by the garage behind a plank of wood, hiding and crying. So she said she looked behind it. She seen this big old orange speck, and she knew it was her cat. And so she got the cat, brought it back in the house, and everything was fine. Meanwhile, she was crying today. I'm crying. I'm praying. Ask God, please help find this cat. Please bring her back home. And literally, we know she was in the backyard all the time hiding.
There are angels all around that help.
Yes.
Yes. So the cat wasn't injured?
No, she wasn't injured.
Oh, thank God.
The funny thing about it, the other cats was down here, right? And her son was down here, right? And the other two cats was trying to mount her and mate with her, right? But she spayed it. So what she did to both of them, her son, she took her back paws and swat at both of them.
Okay.
In order, it's like, leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered.
Exactly.
It's like, get away from me.
Exactly. That's what she was crying, too, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. And, you know,
yes,
we were
is.
Ready to announce a description of the cat and ask people to help and all that. And
yeah.
You know, but thank God for that. And what's the cat's name? Me?
Mimi. My daughter called her Mimi, but we all call her Mimi for short. Yeah.
Oh, Mimi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a long-haired orange cat. She has big eyes.
Oh, wow.
A fluffy tail. Mm-hmm.
I love those orange cats.
Yes.
I love cats, but I can't have them because I'm allergic.
Oh, okay.
All right. Inner Sight with a happy ending to a story, and as I related earlier, a happy ending to a story about my daughter. And, you know, there are miracles around.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a lot of angel animals, I believe.
Yeah, I
think so.
So you got to find them.
And
once you do, cherish them.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Precious is one of them. We have an outdoor cat that we take care of.
Take care of her.
And it was a story with her too. Now my children's father, he was going to go to the store, take his walk. He fed Precious. Precious left the food to go and chase after him. He didn't want her to follow behind, so he came right back to the house so she wouldn't get hit. So he tried to sneak off again. Precious followed him back. So he just chucked it up as, I'm going in the house. There's something to this. And he told me this. I says, well, I think the cat is trying to protect you from something. She doesn't want you to go anywhere. Yep.
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of cats, somebody, and I tried to do this, and I got no response. There's a place over here called, oh, I don't want to give out the name because they weren't very responsive, but it's a cat place where they take in cats.
Oh, right.
And they try to get them adopted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I approached them with an idea, you know. I said, why don't you try to get a law passed so that cats can be service animals. Now, they can't be guide animals. They're too small.
No.
You know? But they can certainly be psychiatric support animals.
Yes.
You know, and help people feel better. And they, a lot of cats are very affectionate and cuddly and all that. And that would protect all these cats.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a law like that, you know. Unfortunately, they didn't respond, but I'll tell you something, it would be a great project for somebody to take up, and I bet you'd get a lot of support, a lot of cat lovers.
Yeah, I could tell you a story about that, what happened to me with my daughter's cat, Zacchaeus. Now, this is the time when I had lost my vision. So Zacchaeus, this is Mimi's mate, right? So Zacchaeus would get on the table. He would go right in front of me. He knew that, you know, he sensed it that I had lost my vision and everything. So what he would do, he would lay down on the table and let me pet him. That's what he would do. And when I got up to get ready to walk, he would jump down off the table, get in front of me, and guide me into the kitchen. He would walk with me.
Hmm.
I don't know how the cat knew that. And he would go
and he would wait. They sense it. They know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Well, that proves my point.
Yeah.
You know, cats should be service animals.
Yes, they should.
It was my support.
You can teach them. They can learn obedience. A friend of mine who was a great dog trainer trained his cat.
Mm, you can do that.
Yes, so you can, yeah.
It can be done. I think somebody ought to take up that cause.
Definitely.
And make an issue out of it.
I've said this before, but I want to say something. My dogs, when they were both alive, one of them, my husband had the flu and pneumonia at the same time.
Oh,
you know, with the flu. So he was really sick. You know, that dog left my side. Because he knows all the time that I had problems with my liver. It was fatty and it was not doing well. He used to lay right on top of my liver.
Oh.
But he did. So then that very night when my husband had all that happening to him, he left my side, went on the back of my husband, like, to relieve the cough that he had.
Oh.
All he kept doing was, he put his whole body, like, giving him a hug.
Dogs have a great sense of smell.
Yeah,
you know, they can detect something hundreds of feet below the ground.
Yeah, true.
You know, that's why they were so valuable in the wars to detect the mines and all that and the explosives.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I've seen that. Even in the
all right, in a sight. Open mic, 213-816-1650. Now, tomorrow night is our nursing home show.
Yeah.
And there's one big point that I want to talk about tomorrow night, that the adult protective services, you know, instead of trying to push people into nursing home where they know the family can't afford to keep them in the home, or the person doesn't have the means, and you know the state won't give the enough care. Instead of trying to do that, it should be mandated and legislated that adult protective must protect the person until the money can be raised to keep the person out of the nursing home. There should be a law like that. They're supposed to protect you, but they only protect you in the way that they interpret. What about the way the person needs it?
I had adult protective services come to my house twice. The first one was a big laugh because they said the person who called in said that I didn't have food. Well, I had more than food. In fact, she came at lunchtime, the adult protective services person, and my aide brought me all fruits and stuff and cut them up and everything and put it in front of me and said, well, I'd like you to, you know, to eat well. We had no clue APS was coming. Well, anyway, APS is Adult Protective Services. Absolutely no clue. But the second time around, they were saying that we what we do once in a blue moon, we go and when the lotto is good, we buy lotto tickets. Well, they told my husband that, you know, they were making assumptions that my husband, you know, went and spent all the money. What are you talking about? I said to her. She said that that's what the person said. I said, that person, number one, we agree upon things, my husband and I, and that he would have never done that on his own with me.
Yeah, well, they go on hearsay a lot.
Yeah, they definitely do.
You know, and it's stupid. A lot of stupid people work for these adult protective services. I got to tell you something.
Definitely.
They're not very smart.
If we decided that we wanted to spend a little money just so we can
get
a lot of tickets.
You get closer to the phone so we can hear you better.
Yeah, I realize that now. That they wanted to, you know, get, you know, if we wanted to get a lotto ticket, we have every right as a couple to do what the heck we want with our money. It was so lame.
Well, there's nothing wrong with buying a lottery ticket once in a while.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. And tomorrow night we'll talk about how they should protect people more.
Definitely.
On our nursing home show. And let me remind people, Thursday night, again, local, will be the show on Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the school here in Smithtown. Thursday night, 9:30 Thursday night, Channel 20, Altice. So check it out. You can get the info on the Silo website. And their number is 631-880-7929. And you can find the information on their community event calendar.
Right.
All right. So check it out. Thursday night, 9:30, the murder of a guide dog. On Altice, Long Island Cable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, and we'll let you know, keep you posted about the day for Milton that we're working on. As soon as we get the information, we'll pass it along, and we'll get a flyer made up. All right, open mic, Inner Sight, and... what did I hear in the business news today? All these companies that are trying to make changes, you know. I heard a bunch of people got fired again today.
Again?
I forget
from
what company. I forget which one it was. Over 1,000 people were fired from.
Horrible.
These companies are firing people every day.
Well, yeah, I know. Lately, it's been pretty bad.
So, you know, that has to improve.
Definitely.
Open mic. Any other calls on the line?
Louie.
Louie's on the line?
Yep, Louie the Lip. Here we go.
Let's get Louie the Lip live on Inner Sight.
Hey, Louie.
Hello there. This is the one and only in the Flash.
Oh,
the one and only, only the Flash, Louie the Lip.
That's right.
Flash in the pants. What does that mean, anyway, flash in the pants?
Flash in the pants.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's called Flash in the Pan, right?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Hello, this is Louie Rivera. This is a newsflash from Louie Rivera. And welcome to the Intersight Open Mic, starring Frank Perino. And got it on the ringy-ringy on the airwaves. Talking to Frank Perino, make everybody laugh. I got to watch out for the love that to make you turn the ladies on. I got to look out for that. details later on Block Talk Radio, Intersight. Then Frank Perino, I was filled up with love just right into my belly button and turned the ladies on. And
all right.
Fresh for later.
Friday night, we're going to have the meaning of a flash in the pants.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Whatever that, we'll have our own interpretation. Hey, Louie, say hello to Lorraine.
Is that the lady I talked to her last time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, Lorraine. Louie.
Hi, Louie. How are you?
Okay, the one and only in the flash. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You?
Flash.
Flash
in the pants.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a girl flirter.
We know
a
that.
A girl flirter. All right.
Yeah.
The girl flirter. I never heard of that.
Those pretty ladies are turning Louie on. I look out for that.
Oh,
the flirter of girls.
Yeah,
great.
A flash in the pants for girls. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to analyze that Friday night.
Oh, don't forget Valentine's Day pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, when Valentine's Day?
On Tuesday the 14th of February.
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend better get me a present.
Excuse me, I'll call you Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's right. With the love cups
all right.
in it too.
Uh-huh.
Valentine, Louie, what do you want for Valentine's?
For Valentine's Day, Connie and Chrissy.
I knew you were going to say that. He wants Connie and Chrissy with a flash in the pants.
Uh-oh.
That's true.
That's a good game.
Right.
Hey, Lorraine, where you live in Queens?
Yes, I do.
What part?
Jamaica, Queens. I'm on the borderline.
Not too far from the. I know the Jamaica LIRR station's right there.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
You live far? You live far away? Far blocks over?
Yes. It's a walk
from
here to there. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm literally like maybe 5 or 10 minutes from JFK.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I know. Yeah, that's the Kennedy Airport.
Yes, it is.
In case she wants to fly away.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Run away.
Hey, Frank, I got a fly swatter in my room.
Uh-oh.
A fly swatter?
That's what I'd like.
Oh. Don't hurt those little flies.
No, I kill the flies, I kill the bees, I kill the little
no,
down,
I don't
my
kill
flies
bees, we need them.
We need the bees for the food supply, Lou.
What's
know
that?
843, New York. Did you hear what happened in China?
Yeah, they got rid of
the stupid people killed all the bees.
and they
brought trouble. Without bees, you can't live, you know.
No, you can't.
They pollinate the plants and all that.
That's it.
So the Chinese, the Chinese had to bring in bees airborne.
Right.
They had to drop them from the air.
Oh, geez.
Because they killed all the bees, the stupid people.
Yeah, I would say. Hey, I got the meaning of a flash in a pan.
Oh, you don't have my meaning.
Well, no, I have this meaning only.
What does it say?
The term derives from the time of early flintlock muskets. When a musket pulled a trigger, often the flint would ignite the gunpowder in a locked pan. That's one definition of it. Another one, during the gold rush in California times, this one makes more sense. Prospectors panned for gold, supposedly.
Well, I'm gonna project a different meaning Friday night.
Oh, it'd be interesting.
Yeah. Flash in the pan means something. I'll let you know what it means Friday night.
Are you gonna make what it means? That's gonna be cute.
Yeah. All right, in sight. 213-816. 1650, right?
Yeah.
I want to call in. Anybody else on the line?
It's only me, Louie.
Yeah, hold it.
No, I know. We only have people who are listening the rest of the show.
All right. Hey, Lou, give us a promo for Friday night. Let them know about the show. Come on.
Yeah, doesn't.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana, I want you to tune in this Friday on the Block Talk Radio. We're going to have the funny frolics. All right? We're going to have a lot of fun. Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis with the swab in the hand. Go to the ladies' bathroom.
And the flesh in the pants.
I never heard that.
No, it's a saying. Old English saying, I believe.
We'll have a new meaning to the flesh in the pants.
I know flash in the pants. Louie Rivera in the flash, yes.
That's
good.
Okay. Hey, Louie, you want to give us a good song?
Hey, what? Hey, listen to this.
Hey, what song is that?
I know what that is.
Your friendly philosopher.
Oh, we'll have the philosopher Friday night.
Okay.
Lauren Hardy.
Maybe he'll tell what a flash in the pants is.
That's right.
Oh, ants in the pants.
No, flash.
No, ants in the pants or flash in the pants, what would you say?
Ants in the pants means you can't stand still.
That's right.
Yeah.
Flash in the pants is different. We'll explain it Friday night. I don't want to give it away.
That's right.
All right, in inside. Open mic.
Hey, I love you guys. I'll keep trying on Friday. I'll call you.
Yeah, don't forget,
Lou. Yeah, don't forget. We want you with your, the drums just once in a while. I love when you play the drums. It's great.
Yeah. And
Friday
Thursday
night.
I'm watching the season premiere of Inner Sight on the Thursday night. I'm gonna check that out on TV.
Okay. It was
all
good.
New.
It was
yeah, Thursday night's gonna be a repeat, Lou.
Okay. You take care, Frank. I'll call you Friday. I love you guys.
All right, thank you for calling.
And Lorraine, you're the best. Nice hearing your voice. I love you too.
Nice hearing you too.
Okay.
I should give him the applause and the horn together for that one.
See,
all right,
see
I wanna,
Suzanne.
Yeah,
I want to say hello to my good friends, Audra and David Ross, attorneys in New York City, 212-425-1020. And don't forget about, we salute Dave's mom, Eleanor.
Okay.
All right. Don't forget about Shelby's Kitchen. All right? Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444. Great food over there. And when you're in there, look at the pictures of Milton. And undoubtedly, you will find a notice of the show, the repeat, coming up 9:30 Thursday night on Altice, Long
That's
Island Cable.
So, my mind.
So check them out and sign our petition on the service dog.
Yeah.
So we can get enough names to license and regulate these schools and make them safer. All right, Inner Sight, what'd you say?
Yeah, I said our petition, two of them, they grew a little bit, so that's good.
You got them. Give us the total.
Yeah, hold on. Six is our new total where the drums at. And they came, you know, on and signed, of course, and 60 signatures.
Wait, I can't understand. Your phone is all breaking up. Get closer to the phone and try to...
Yeah, I will. Is that better?
I don't know. Give the information. I'll let you know.
Anyway, the our petition for the service is 76,000, almost 76,000, very close. So
76,000 what?
Yeah, signatures and supporters.
Well, I can't. 76,000.
Hold on, it's not quite 76,000. Hold on, it's like 75,800 and something. I just had to get the something.
75,840, it sounded like you said.
Yeah.
All right, that's the service door. Who's breathing in the phone like that? Could you please try to stop that?
That's not me.
Not me either.
Wait, then maybe one other thing.
Somebody's on the line doing it. Anyway, what's the nursing home petition?
The nursing home petition is 60. It went up to 60.
Oh, 60. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So tomorrow night, you know, we send out a tweet, try to get more names on there.
Definitely.
And it looks like the the service dog thing went up a little bit.
Yeah. Hang on, let me see if there's somebody in the background shuffling papers and also breathing heavy. Hold on, let me check.
Somebody what?
Shuffling papers and breathing heavy. Hold on.
Oh, no, it stopped.
It stopped? Okay.
I don't hear it anymore. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Thursday night is guest night. I don't know who we'll have on, but we'll find somebody good. And Friday's the funnies.
Yeah.
So, Inner Sight every weeknight, 8 to 9, live on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to be on the show, drop us an email, innersight@pmail.com without an attachment, or call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. And this is open mic where you can discuss, talk about any subject you want. Let's see, we got about 7 minutes left. 8:53 Inner Sight on the open mic. And yeah, we have to get these politicians to listen to us more.
That's true.
You know, to pay attention to what the people want. You know, and it's not just about increasing the money. I mean, that's not the whole thing. You know,
correct.
Because if the money is controlled by other agencies and other people, that doesn't help us.
That's right.
We need our independence.
That's true.
Total.
Like everybody.
Independence
too.
Ooh. And that's really what it's about.
Hey Frank.
And this, the money, it has to stop being wasted. What?
I wanted to let you know, since I checked it earlier, it's gone up 75,902, the borders.
Oh, the service dog?
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
Very
it's
close
almost,
to going 6,000.
It's almost 76,000.
It sure is.
But for the image of the disabled to improve, we
yes,
need to change this system.
That's
we need
not
to me. Get rid of these nursing homes. We need to be able to run our own lives, make our own decisions, you know, as far as possible.
That's right.
And control and supervise the funds that are supposed
mm-hmm.
to be there to help us. And one
exactly.
of the things that should be immediately removed, if politicians really want to help us, is this idea of losing benefits because you get a little something
yep.
extra. That's got to go.
Yes, it does. It's terrible.
That
honestly.
Is not acceptable.
That's right.
So...
No.
Get with it, as they say. Get with the politicians. Get with the program.
You say that.
You know, I mean, I don't like that expression, but.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
It's a
true. It's really true. And,
yes, it is.
I don't know. Mr. Biden wants to be president again.
Yeah.
I know how
he
can get millions of votes. Turn
yeah,
these nursing
right.
homes into accessible housing.
That's right.
Every disabled person in this country, I would project, would vote for him if he did that.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's really needed and wanted.
Yeah.
You know, and allow people to be safe in their own home. The resources are there, and they can be made more available. Mandate
more
the agencies. To raise the money, create the volunteers for freedom.
That's right.
That we talk about and reward the people for
that
donating their
today.
Time. What?
I was explaining that to somebody today about the, you know, all of the whole nursing home petition and what we would like to see done. And they're like, I don't see how I'm, you know, it's going to be easier on the person who's being locked in and all of that. And then I started explaining it. And no matter what, she didn't see it. So I was like, okay, thank you. You have your own idea. I
you
have
don't
my
see,
own
well,
idea.
I don't understand. Well, what did she say?
Just talking about the nursing homes and how that it couldn't be where people were, you know, we were following the volunteers of freedom. It was okay and all of that. She wasn't, you know, grasping it with attention. She wasn't thinking about it.
I don't understand what you're saying, but let's talk about that tomorrow night. All right,
yes.
Inner Sight, this has been Open Mic. Thank you for listening, and we'll be with you tomorrow night with our nursing home show.
Yep.
Inner Sight means freedom advocate. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Thank you very much. Don't forget Thursday night, 9:30, local channel 20, the story of a guide dog who perished
yes.
at the hands of the guide dog school. All right, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Thank you very much.
Good night,
everybody. Inner
Sight.
Good night.
Good night.